FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
I'll be watching you. Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Corner. That's me in the spot.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and
we
story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror and say hi to your shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad, when she smiles. Now how many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How do we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
CFW streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Get a kiss. She wore a red.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
News sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in this year's Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual spring hearing process. The hearing process gives residents the opportunity to make suggestions to state officials by introducing a local resolution. Residents will be allowed to submit 2 resolutions per year, and they must be of statewide impact, be practical and achievable, and align with the mission of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Submissions will be accepted through February 24th. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services found gun-related deaths in Wisconsin are on the decline for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the data, gun deaths overall are still at higher levels than before the pandemic, but saw slight drops from 2022 to 2023. Gun-related suicides in the state dropped from 532 to 508, and gun-related homicides dropped from 290 to 238. Violence prevention officials say the drop is very encouraging. The Osseo Rural Fire Department is asking for support from the community as they raise funds for new equipment. Officials say the fire department's self-contained breathing apparatuses need to be replaced, and they're looking to raise around $250,000 to purchase 16 new ones. The equipment is meant to protect firefighters from inhaling dangerous smoke or chemicals while responding to a fire. In addition to accepting donations, the department is planning a number of fundraising events in the coming weeks. The Barron County District Attorney has announced no charges will be filed against the driver of a boat that crashed nearly head-on into another boat in September. According to the District Attorney's report, the investigation into the September 10th crash on Lake Pocagama found no signs of impairment in the driver at fault, and officials believe a medical event involving the driver could have caused the crash. The driver was still cited for failing to safely pass after causing the collision that injured one of the men fishing on the other boat. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week finally behind us. Still chilly today, mostly sunny with a high of 17. Wind chills as low as 20 below, especially early. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 5 below. Sunny skies on Friday with a high near 20. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
CFW.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get no down, but I get up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
Giving you all kinds.
1057 CFW.
Home for the